Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. The 10th of July 1985 is one of those days etched in New Zealand history, a day when French agents committed an act of terrorism and murder in Auckland Harbour. What seems almost surreal now was incredibly real at the time, and as a result, the name Rainbow Warrior has come to mean so much more than a boat run by the environmental charity Greenpeace. Well, since then, the Rainbow Warrior 2 has done the hard yards, but earlier this month, Greenpeace decided to splash out on a brand new vessel called, anyone want to take a guess? The Rainbow Warrior 3. Joining me now is Greenpeace campaign manager Carmen Gravatt. Well, Carmen, 25 years and a couple of weeks now since the Rainbow Warrior was destroyed in Auckland Harbour. And it's time for a third vessel. I think a lot of people didn't realise that there has actually been a Rainbow Warrior 2 for a while, hasn't there?
Yeah, we've actually bought the Rainbow Warrior 2, though we don't call it that.
What do you call it?
Just the Rainbow Warrior.
Well, okay, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
For short. into New Zealand quite a few times, and people, it's a really amazing experience because New Zealanders love to see it, but they know the bombing happened and they know that there's a Rainbow Warrior in Matauri Bay, but then they see it and they think, oh, did you guys get it back out? You know, there's often a, what is this one?
I've been telling people it's a Greenpeace conspiracy and that the bombing never happened. Is that right?
It was all photoshopped.
Yeah. But the second boat has been in existence from, when did the Rainbow Warrior 2?
The boat itself was kind of built in about the 1950s, so it's been around a really long time. And then a few years after the bombing, we bought it and refitted it. Mm. And put sails on it. It wasn't a sailing vessel, and it's been working for us since. So, you know, coming up to probably 20 years, but yeah. It's a much older vessel than that, and it's certainly getting pretty tired. We love it dearly, but it's looking really tired now.
Because the original Rainbow Warrior, was that state of the art sort of at the time, or was that also a bit of an old clunker?
We've had old clunkers all along, really, in terms of our Rainbow Warriors. We do have other ships that haven't been as old clunkerish as this one. Our last one we bought, the Esperanza, is quite a big vessel, and it's specifically designed to kind of be able to go faster than the rest of our fleet, because we do have to keep up with ships and things when we're chasing them. So the old clunkers only have a limited, you know, value.
Yeah, I was going to say, because the Rainbow, presumably for a massive multinational organisation such as Greenpeace, I don't know if you use the word multinational, but you know what I'm talking about, big thing, with millions of dollars, I imagine, coming in, you know, each year in revenue from your members and donations, you must have a fleet of vessels, don't you? Not just, I mean, the Rainbow Warrior is it's not the only Greenpeace ship, is it?
Yeah, we've got three. The Rainbow Warrior, which is
just three.
We used to have more than that. We reduced it down. We've tried to work out over the years how we get it to be as efficient
This
as
is
possible.
Greenpeace Worldwide.
Yeah, Greenpeace Worldwide. We used to have more, but if we have three, we've got one that's ice class, so it can go right up into the Arctic or into the Antarctic. That's the Arctic Sunrise. The Esperanza, which is kind of our bigger one, bigger platform for doing a lot of things, and has a higher speed, so we use it for when we're going to be chasing people a long way. And the Rainbow Warrior, which is our sailing vessel, and it's spent a lot of time recently in the kind of Asia-Pacific region. And three has proven to be the balance that kind of gives us enough capacity but saves us as much money, because we don't want to be, you know, throwing it around.
Right, no, absolutely. Now, you've just commissioned a new boat. Is this going to be the first new boat that Greenpeace has ever had?
It is.
It's really exciting, isn't it?
It is exciting.
Will it have that new boat smell, I wonder?
Oh, well, I think it will. And actually, that's the bit that makes me most sad about it, because when you go on to the Rainbow Warrior that we have now, you walk on it, it has all of the history of everyone that's walked on it before you, and there's a little trinkets of things, you know, someone's been on a campaign and, you know, I don't even know where, Thailand, and there'll be some little thing that a community there gave to the ship. And when we get the new, brand new, it's going to have that new ship smell, I think. And hopefully we'll find a way to take a few of those trinkets over so that it carries some of the history.
Mm. Well, you get to start your own history as well, presumably, don't
you?
Boat, and that's pretty cool. Because was the Rainbow Warrior the first one, just getting down to technical details, the first Rainbow Warrior, was that insured? Do you have insurance, Greenpeace?
We
do. Is that something you guys believe in?
At the time, I'm not sure, actually. I was too young at the time to be dealing in those sorts of things. We certainly have insurance now.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that insurance companies
actually active terrorism. I suspect is
that.
One of those ones that so,
yeah,
I remember.
Act of God and French blowing up your boat probably don't fit within the.
I was just thinking because it's not something I worry too much about when I see that on my car insurance. I go, oh well, you know, if that happens, well, that's some pretty bad luck. But I guess for an organisation like Greenpeace, it's always going to be a risk, isn't it?
Yeah. But you know, it's if you look back over our history, it has only been once that's happened. So it's not we're not really thinking it's going to happen a lot.
No.
But
in the scheme of things, now obviously the bombing of the Rainbow Warrior was a terrible, tragic event that no one would wish on anyone apart from the French government at the time. Do you think though it has done amazing work in the long term, in the long run, in terms of Greenpeace's profile, the Rainbow, you know, getting the name the Rainbow Warrior out there for a start? I mean, you can't deny that everyone in New Zealand knows the name Rainbow Warrior now, do you?
Yeah, I think it's one of those situations where, given the choice, we would always choose that it didn't happen.
Of course.
Especially because we lost a crew member on that day. But it has certainly cemented the concept of the idea that there are people that go and fight on behalf of all of us, and that everyone kind of has a role in that with them. New Zealand and Greenpeace kind of joined hands very strongly at that point. I think everyone in Greenpeace worldwide has a really special place in their hearts for New Zealand because of that. I think we wouldn't have been able to stand back up and keep fighting as easily if it hadn't been for the support that the whole of New Zealand gave us. And that support continues today and will continue into the new Rainbow Warrior.
I was looking at some old footage the other day. I work at TVNZ as well, and I was looking at some old footage of that time. And just to see the public outpouring of sympathy and of money, of donations. You know, everyone seemed to give a lot of money at the time. That sort of... I presume that relationship's continued to this day, has it?
Yeah, it really has. We have a great supporter base.
Do you have a stronger support base in New Zealand sort of per capita than elsewhere in the world, do you think?
It certainly would be one of the highest. There are other countries that have probably a high one, like the Netherlands and Germany have exceptionally high per capita support. But New Zealand is certainly up there. And I think we have a really strong relationship with our supporters. They really... There's a heartfelt connection here that probably doesn't feel as strong. And also in the reverse, the faces of the crew when we sail into New Zealand are different. You know, there's an excitement coming into New Zealand that's not necessarily there when we sail into other places.
The obviously in the news a lot recently, Pete Bethune, the Sea Shepherds. Greenpeace has stayed fairly quiet on this. Is this sort of a professional jealousy? You know, one sort of charity, you know, sort of doing similar sort of work getting in the way of your stuff?
It's certainly not a jealousy. We choose to do things different ways.
Yeah.
And Sea Shepherd do their thing. It doesn't really line up with the way we do our thing. We have a really strong commitment to non-violence, and we don't feel like that completely lines up with what Sea Shepherd do. But so we just don't really comment on what they're doing and what happened with Pete Bethune. We're really glad that he is home, and we hope that we've also got two people facing the legal system in Japan, and we hope they get a similar kind of suspended sentence outcome.
Yeah, you're working with your own issues there. Tell me about those two.
We have two Japanese activists that were involved in exposing embezzlement in Japan. We found out through a whistleblower that worked within the Japanese whaling program that the crew were in kind of under the radar allowed to take whale meat and post it home as gifts for family, and they labelled it as something else.
Can we just stop for a second? Because I mean, I don't know what it would be like when you go. Are you a vegetarian?
But
you know, if you like, what's this? Oh, the courier called, but you know, a couple of days ago, I got this. You know, you weren't here, but we've left this thing. Go and collect this stinking hunk of whale meat from the office down in Rosebank Road in Avondale. You know.
Yeah, not quite what I get, but I mean, generally they sent it like that so that they could then sell it off again, they were taking the prime cuts of whale meat, and so...
Mixed blessing, though, at the best of times, getting a chunk of old meat.
I'm with you on that, for sure.
Okay, that's interesting, and so they exposed it, and so under what basis have they been charged?
Well, because they had to go into a courier company and get the box, and then take the box out, open it up, do a press conference, and then they took it to the prosecutor's office to say you should, you know, really take a case on this, and the prosecution decided to not investigate that embezzlement, but instead arrest the two activists for theft, and they've been for 2 years now.
For theft of this mail, of this
yes,
this
for going into the courier company and taking the box, even though they handed it straight over anyway. Yeah. All of those things, but it's a 2 year battle.
I've heard a lot of stuff about the involvement of organised crime in the whaling industry in Japan, and the involvement of the Yakuza and whatnot. Is that your understanding that's pretty rife? Or
I'm not sure about the Yakuza connections, but there's certainly a lot of things that aren't totally above board, I think, and this is one of those examples.
Yeah. Well, look, the Rainbow Warrior 3 will be ready, hopefully, in time, unless it's anything like our Navy vessels, for example, which come about 40 years late, will be ready next year for the 40th anniversary, Greenpeace's 40th anniversary. What colour is it coming in?
I'd say green.
Go on. Leather seats, anything else?
I don't know. It's actually...
6 CD stacker.
The reason we went for new rather than refit is that the refit has a whole lot of problems with it anyway. And this, we really need a platform that does the stuff we need it to do, can fit the inflatables, can be already. And also we've made a lot of environmental choices this time that we haven't been able to make in the past.
Great.
But we feel like if you're going to make a big commitment...
It is covered in solar panels, I assume. is that how it works?
It's a really well-designed sailing vessel, so it's really efficient, can sail in almost all conditions, and there's all sorts of other things that we've put into it that are environmentally friendly.
Fantastic. Look, I hope that we'll get an invitation to come and look at it when it first turns up.
Yeah. Well, we just also want to thank all the New Zealanders already that have given money towards this. It's been a really fantastic response so far, and we're hoping to raise money for a special room, the Rapid Response Room, it's called, and that'll be where the activists all get ready and get ready to go on the boats, and it'll be a special room for New Zealanders and they'll be recognised in some way.
And if you'd like some more information about the new Rainbow Warrior or to donate to Greenpeace, check out greenpeace.org. Coming up after the break, we say haere mai to the Māori SpongeBob SquarePants, and we check out Arch Hill's free-range produce.